Democrats and Republicans in Congress just keep waiting for the other to blink on pandemic stimulus funding, and it's just not happening. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo and state Democrats in charge are staring down a massive deficit and saying, well, let's wait for Congress and the election. And county governments, who actually have to do things like coronavirus testing and tracing, like running the election, they're like, hello, is anybody there? What should we do? That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day is brought to you by Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, remaining dedicated to providing high-quality, personalized care to patients. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, October 19th. First up, by the time you hear this, the first debate in the North Country's race for Congress will be in the books. Elise Stefanik and Ted Dracob faced off this afternoon in the studios of WWNY-TV in Watertown. The debate will be broadcast tonight at 7 o'clock on WWNY-TV. Julia Ritchie was in the control room watching and will have a report tomorrow. And here she is sizing up the race.
Ted Dracob, a St. Lawrence County Democrat, is trying for a second time to unseat Stefanik, who won her re-election handily in 2018. The Republican incumbent is running for her fourth term in Congress on a platform of being pro-Trump, pro-military, and pro-law enforcement. Cobb, meanwhile, is hammering the issue of health care in her bid and Stefanik's votes against the Affordable Care Act. Without any public polling, it's impossible to know exactly how competitive the race is at this point. On Friday, Cobb secured a high-profile endorsement from Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The debate will air at 7 p.m. tonight on 7 News. Julia Ritchie, North Country Public Radio.
Not surprisingly, Canada extended the closure of the border with the U.S. today, now until November 21st. That means no travel to or from Canada for most of us for at least another month. Emma Jacobs reports.
Canadian Public Safety Minister Bill Blair wrote on Twitter that, quote, our decisions will continue to be based on the best public health advice available to keep Canadians safe, unquote. Canada made some changes this month to allow more extended family members of Canadians to enter the country. The agreement in place for the last 7 months has exempted essential employees like healthcare workers and drivers transporting goods across the border. For North Country Public Radio, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
County leaders in New York say they're frustrated over delays by Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state legislature to make major decisions about the state's multi-billion dollar budget gap. And they're asking for more cooperation in carrying out key functions during the COVID-19 pandemic, like testing and tracing. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
County governments say they are stretched thin because of the pandemic, with plummeting revenues to fund services and increased responsibilities to carry out coronavirus testing and other new tasks assigned by Governor Cuomo. Those include inspecting gyms and policing bars and restaurants for pandemic safety violations. Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, is president of the New York State County Executives Association. He also ran for governor on the Republican ticket against Cuomo in 2018. Molinaro says most of the functions of county government fly under the radar screen until there's an emergency like COVID-19.
There is no flattening the curve without county governments. There are no test sites, there's no testing infrastructure, there's no lab coordination, there is no distribution of PPE without county governments.
Dr. Kevin Watkins, the public health director for Cattaraugus County and the head of the state's Association of County Health Officials, says local health departments are on the absolute front line for fighting the virus and need more help with new directives to oversee testing in schools in virus hotspots.
Our local health departments are short-staffed. We're working overtime and we're being folded into this newest initiative without any proper support, any funding, or any guidance.
The county leaders complain, though, that most of the communication with Cuomo and his administration is one way right now. They say the governor gives the orders and they have to carry them out. The Association of Counties' Stephen Aquario says the counties have submitted a list of 75 proposals to the governor. They include lifting the state's property tax cap, gleaning more money from state thruway tolls, and allowing counties to borrow more. But he says they've heard nothing back yet.
He is the entire government right now. There is no legislative role whatsoever. We are operating under an extraordinary powers that have been given and granted to our governor.
The county leaders were also critical of the state legislature, which has not met since July. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy, a Democrat, says the Senate and Assembly have not taken an active role in deciding how to deal with a $15 billion state budget deficit. McCoy says state lawmakers gave away too much decision-making power to the governor last March when the state emergency was first declared, and they're now using that transfer of responsibility as an excuse not to act.
Where were you for 4 months when this started? If you wanted to take that power away, you should have been doing your job. They haven't shown up. So we need them to show up to do their job, to get the stimulus package 5, and be the leaders of the Senate Assembly. Where have you been?
A spokesman for the Democrats who lead the state Senate, Mike Murphy, responded in a statement that McCoy's comments are a cheap shot and that county leaders should instead be working with state lawmakers. Murphy says the state legislature has already acted on bills to help people stay in their homes, as well as enacting historic police reforms. A spokesman for the state Assembly Democrats, Mike Weiland, says McCoy is entitled to his own wrong opinion and that the legislature has passed a number of bills to address the pandemic. Cuomo has taken some measures to control spending, including temporarily holding back some state aid from localities and schools. But he says he doesn't want to make final decisions about the budget until he sees whether President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden wins on November 3rd and whether Democrats take over the U.S. Senate.
First, you're going to know in less than a month, and any action you take will cause damage.
McCoy says that's too long to wait. He says even if Democrats win, it would take until at least March before funds from a new federal relief package became available. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
There's an article in the New York Times today about a network of 1,300 online news sites and even some actual newspapers that are cropping up. And they're not like usual newspapers. Corporate firms and political operatives are telling reporters what to write. And the result is eerily similar stories across the country. But you'd never know this just looking at these sites, just reading. This is what's at stake right now. Independent, fact-based journalism is in jeopardy, especially in small towns like ours. But you can keep the real journalism strong by making a donation to NCPR right now for Story of the Day, for All Things Considered, for the commitment to facts and truth and transparency. Make a donation now at ncpr.org/give. Thanks so much. Music today by Danny Thomas of Canton and I Am Angel of Lake Placid, both local musicians. Let's hear it for the local musicians. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.